We're going to pause briefly for station identification. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
This is Rob Casting Radio.
Grab your cup of coffee and come on in. It's a happy Sunday morning here for Boomslang Basketball. I'm Rob Casting Radio. We come to you live from New Milford, Connecticut, at Connecticut Sports Arena. Hi, everyone. I'm Rob Adams. Boomslang Basketball taking on the Elite in our first game today. We're intending to have two, but there have already been some hiccups in this morning. We have been shifted from Court 3 to Court 1, back over to Court 3. We are on Court 3 now and almost ready to go. CT Elite comes out in their white uniforms with powder blue numbers outlined in a darker, I believe that's a black, with stripes up and down the sides of their white shorts. Boomslang wearing the light blue this morning with the white numbers. The tops and bottoms in light blue, the Boomslang snake, of course, on the front, the team logo. Officials going through final warm-ups, and we'll get these two teams on the floor and off and running. So there was some kind of discussion and, dare I say, controversy to start this zero-gravity Sunday morning here in a different location. The teams played yesterday. In fact, Boomslang played, I guess, four games over at over in Newtown, back where we were last week at NYA, but this morning at this, what they call Connecticut Sports Arena here in New Milford. Three courts side by side, and in fact, courts one and two, nothing to stop the ball from going from court to court, so it's kind of one big wide swath of land, at least between courts two and three, there are a row of bleachers and whatnot to kind of keep things under control. But in any event, we are getting ready get started. Elite already on the floor. Boomslang now makes their way out. Looks like Taylor has led the charge. I believe Eiler's in the starting lineup along with Ellie. And Alexa is out there as well. I've got four of the five. The one number that I don't know, but I'll try to get that at halftime. And it was a little chaotic here to try to get any concerns under control. The opening tip handled by Boomslang. They'll go from right to left. Fed down into the right blocks. Backed out by Ellie. Ellie near the elbow has it taken away. Bounced around and into the backboard it goes. Now turned around, put up and no good. And a quick foul call. A two-shot foul. I believe Alexa picked it up. So away we go on this Sunday morning. Taylor apparently had a bracelet or wristband on, and always smiling, she runs right back out to the floor. Isla was going to set up in the low blocks, and, well, Taylor was waiting for her, so Taylor will head back, or rather, Isla will head back into the guard position. And the first free throw is no good. The early wake-up call, some hints of discussions early on, it's mass chaos. Second free throw is no good. Ball controlled, at least initially, now a jump ball is whistled. Going to be Elite ball on the inbound. Now we're hopping in the face of the inbounder. Ball heading right out toward the corner where we are. Fed around to the right blocks. Thrown up, that's no good. In fact, got partially deflected by Ellie. Brought back up the floor by Taylor from right to left. She drives coast to coast and gets Boomslang a few nothing lead. Good start for the girls here this morning. Ball knocked away as it goes back up top, driving right side of the lane, splitting defenders and missing on the layup. Ball sits in the lane, a second try underneath, there's a third coming, and the ball deflected and settling down in the hands of Ellie. So Ellie drives the point coast to coast. Down to the baseline, she travels. Nothing Boomslang with 12:40 to go in the first half. From left to right they go. Out near the elbow. Turn back to the right wing and a double dribble. He's going to talk to at least to the elite coach. He might have a word for Coach Ron as well. Yeah, he did. At least a little bit of discussion there. Iowa to inbound on the near side. Kind of a bright green t-shirt underneath the blue uniform top. Ellie trying to spin to the right side, gets it to Taylor. Taylor on the left side of the lane, she traveled. These weekends have to be exhausting for these girls. I hope they all sleep well. Last weekend was a lot, and I just was talking. There's an elbow jumper for Elite. In and out, and it goes in. The bank is open. Tie the game. So the game knotted at 2. 11:48 remaining in the first half of our first of 2 this morning. Looks like a whistle, a foul away from the ball. In any event, Ellie's going to inbound it. Brings it in. Gives it to Alexa. Alexa between the circles, backs out, she looks up top, lobs down low, sends the baseline. Isla along the baseline, a line drive, but she's fouled as she went to haul up the shot. So Isla will head to the line for a pair. Seeing a little too close to the stripe, so the official says take a step back. All set in the blocks now and ready for the free throws. Isla's first is no good. That sat right on the rim, and I thought it was going to be a friendly roll, but not the case. Second one on the way. Everybody yells box out. The second one flanks off the front iron, no good. Score remains 2-2. 11:18 remaining in the first half. We're on the boom right. Down into the right blocks. This goes up and no good for Elite. Rebounded by Taylor. Looking to run the other way. Here's Alexa. Alexa working it to the left hand. Feeds it back up top. Taylor there. Off to the right side. Isla had it knocked away from her. Coming back. Isla down on defense. And Isla will pick up the foul. But she saves some points. And you can hear it from across the way. That's great defense. It was. Ball got deflected by number 11 of Elite, and she took off to the other end. White shorts. Though the shorts not very consistent for Elite. Here's the free throw. That's good. That's great. Oh, well, we're not here to play fashion, please. You got the uniform top and the number on. That's what matters. Second one is no good. Off the tip drill underneath, he's taken back the other way, and a jump ball whistle as Ellie got on top of it. There's not a lot of room in the out-of-bounds areas of any of these courts. It's inbounded to Isla. Starts the back end, has a pitch set, right side of the lane, lobs underneath. Looks like she was trying to find Taylor, but that got intercepted. Brought back the other way, getting ready to scoop it, but foul on the right side of the lane. So Elite will head back to the line. It's a 3-2 game right now. Elite has taken their first lead in the game. Free throw up and good. Nice when they fall. 4-2 right now, pending the extra, and that one, no good. Went to the back iron, but the rebound handled by Elite. Over on the near side, trying to work out of the double team. They'll go to the free throw line, turn around, pivoting there. On the pivot, good job of keeping her feet controlled. Heading to the right side, a long shot is good. My gosh. She's lighting it up, number 3 of Elite. makes it a 6-2, 4-point lead for Connecticut Elite. Zelli in the front court, starts her dribble drive, loses her handle, heads to the left side of the lane. Out in the corner and stolen right back, taken by Elite. They look to run from left to right, lob down near the block. Bouncing toward the left corner, in the right corner, excuse me. I'm looking at it from a different perspective. To the elbow, deflected by Taylor on the block and taken back. An elbow jumper and Taylor got right in her face. 9.5 remaining in the first half, 6-2 to score. Collision, heading right, and a foul call. Alexa looked to drive. 9:21 remaining, first half. It'll be Elite basketball. I guess they hung the foul up, an offensive foul on Ellie. Bounce goes down low, turn back. Ellie's got it, driving. She's starting to get alone, but to the left side she went, up and no good, and a travel. She went to stop and shoot, and her feet kind of slid. Looks over toward her mom, looks for some words and at least a smile or encouragement. On the pivot, going left side. Putting it on the floor, staying along the left side. Elite driving the baseline, and she traveled. And again, it's just that, it's that thing of keeping your feet steady. So Taylor will inbound it to Alexa for Boomslang. They trail 6-2 with 8.5 remaining in the first half from CT Sports Arena here in New Milford, Connecticut. Alexa driving, heading left side, out near the wing, works back up top Isla. Isla from way downtown, that bounces underneath to Taylor. Taylor underneath, no, taken back by Elite. They'll look to slow it up, and they do. Now speeding it up in transition, feeding to the right side, big jumper, off glass, no good. Rebound taken by Alexa. Alexa driving, 6-2 right now, Boomslang down 4. Out to Isla, she'll settle things down, goes off to her right for Alexa. Alexa on the wing, down low to the baseline. For the shot, down. There's inquiring. And asked, yes, I did get some breakfast. And yes, I had the Olympic cup of coffee. My plan did not go according to the way I set it up, though. Taylor to inbound. She does, but that is immediately intercepted by number 20 of the Elite. They'll bring it back the other way. A 4-point lead, 7:35 remaining in the first half, and stolen by Ellie. Ellie in a one-on-one, stops near the elbow, hauls up the jumper, no good, and it goes out of bounds. John yelling out some instructions, and here comes CT Elite. Fed into the lane, middle of the lane, second one is good. And the lead pushed up to 8-2. 7:09 remaining in the first half. Ellie crosses the timeline, started left, went right, dribbling to the elbow, feeds down low, jumper up and good. Alexa with her first two, and that stops the slide. After an 8-0 run, it's now 8-4. In the middle of the lane, a stop, a pop, and good. Number 5's a good young player. It's 10-4 with a timeout on the floor, 6:43 remaining in the first half. Bertrand saying, hey, it's a timeout. Come on over. Let's talk. Breaking the action with 6:43 remaining in the first half. Family's still filing in. It is 8:14 on a Sunday morning. I get it. That alarm was not a welcome sound. Although I was awake before the alarm, so I guess there is that. But I planned to come up and stop at a restaurant here near New Milford, down in Danbury. And, of course, went and pulled into the parking lot, and it's being refurbished. So we closed. Had to go to a plan B, but we got something, the all-important cup of coffee. We're jazzed up and ready. Hopefully you are as well. Now, Bullpen is supposed to play a 9 o'clock game as well. Now, admittedly, our dance card is pretty full today here on Robcasting, so if they play at 9, we're fine. Much later than 9, we know that we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Inside ball, they bring it. Trailing by 6, 10-4. Allie, across the timeline, deals to her right. Down low, and a travel by Alexa. Girls having trouble keeping the feet steady this morning on both teams. Here comes CT Elite. Connecticut Elite to the front court. Oh, that's thrown away. Knocked out of bounds. All right, a few numbers, I apologize, that I don't know this morning. They work around up top. Lobbing into the right corner. Back. Going to the free throw line. Bounced around. Taylor got a hand on it. Heading toward the Boomsland bench. Hands up by everyone. Thrown down to the left side of the lane. Knocked around and bouncing. On the floor it goes. Driving right before the shot to get back. Lee will inbound it. Alright, we'll try the inbound again. Underneath the basket, sits on the floor. On the left side, 5:25 remaining in the first half. To the free throw line, splitting defenders, up off the front iron, no good. Rebounded by Ellie. 6-point lead. In the lane for Taylor. Taylor with the handoff back to Ellie. And stripped away. Coming back almost all alone. Here comes Elite in the lane. Feeding left. Up and good. Elite goes to 8 at 12-4. 4:51 remaining first half. Ball taken back. By Elite, they drive. Right side of the lane. Long jumper, no good off the back iron. And a foul call. Free throws coming. Check on the free throws.
First one, no good. Second one up off the back iron. That's no good as well. It'll be brought across the timeline into the front court. That's Taylor. Taylor to the elbow. Lobs down. Sits underneath. No good. Taylor tried to get it back. Coming back the other way with 4:15 remaining in the half. Going left side. Jumper no good from the blocks. A second try, that's no good as well. Sits down in the lane and picked off by Boomslang. They'll bring it across, and a travel's going to turn it over. We are going to pause to see if we can reset an issue we're having here. Stay with us, bear with us, keep your device open, but we'll be back in a moment. We're struggling with a little audio issue. We'll see if we can fix it. And so we pick things back up from here in New Milford. The score now 16-4 as Elite has scored twice, and a jumper coming here hits off the front iron for Elite. They get the offensive board, spin back out to the left, driving to the elbow, splitting defenders, that's up no good. And a putback is. The lead to 14, it's 18-4. 1:25 remaining in the first half. Thanks to Evan Dubin. Apparently we had too much background audio, which is normally a result of having to break down and set up three times, which is what we've done here this morning. Driving right side of the lane, up and no good. That was Taylor. She gets her own rebound. Had it knocked away off the deflection. Back comes Elite. A 14-point lead, 1 minute remaining in the first half. Feeding down low and some happy steps. They will take that off the board. Few too many for Elite, and that is a travel. What we gathered in the pregame, just purely my gathering, is there's maybe an age discrepancy in this game. There certainly is some size, I'll tell you that. 47 seconds remaining in the first half. Out to the left it goes, trying to send down low, that's turned over. Brought back by Elite with 37 remaining in the first half. Feeding to the elbow, turning, splitting defenders with a runner. That's no good. She gets her own rebound, puts it up on the front iron, off the rim, no good. Bounce pass back out to the right side, driving down low, turning back. Some steps again, long jumper near the elbow, no good. And taken by Boomslang. They've got 17 remaining in the half. Taylor to her right. Alexa drives baseline. Alexa, no good. Back with 9 comes Elite, driving with 7. Right side of the lane with 5 and a travel with 4.6. Boomslang's got to hurry. The inbound will not happen. Okay. Taylor into Alexa. Alexa with 3, with 2, with 1. Down low at the horn. That is going to be no good. The shot was good, but the clock had already expired. 18-4, our halftime score. Boomslang had a 2-0 lead, but too much Connecticut Elite in the latter part of this first half. So we'll be right back on the floor with the second half, and I'm not going anywhere. I have no commercials to run, so we're here. Didn't go so well for the Knicks last night, so there's that. And the Rangers need a new head coach, so there's your sports update in the world. Oh, and the Yankees decide to win a game for a change. What a novel idea. Coach is talking things over. Like I said, I'm here. I'm just catching up on texts from friends who were updating us on the audio issues, which we thought were all fixed, and, well, no, they weren't until. So we do apologize for that. It's 18-4. Boomslang buckets scored by Alexa and Taylor in the first half. We are Connecticut Sports Arena in New Milford. And again, there's a 9 o'clock game on the schedule as well. If it gets going around 9, we should be fine to bring it to you. Much later than that, we may have an issue on our hands because we've got to get up to Dutchess County, New York for our latter duties of the day. It's a long day. Second half underway. To the left elbow for Elite. They're going from right to left now. Into the front court, heading down low, right side of the lane, through a double team there for Boomslang, stolen away. Boomslang's got it back, and they do rip it away. So they'll bring it up. And a whistle, and a foul's going to get called. Boomslang ball. Ellie will inbound. Underneath the basket. Brings it in, and her foot was on the line. So it'll be Elite basketball. 18-4, Connecticut Elite into the front court. Stolen away on an errant pass. It was intercepted by Alexa. Ellie from the middle of the lane is up and no good. Sent back the other way by Elite. Driving down low. They put it up off glass. Good, and a foul. So the lead to 20-4. And the bonus, good as well. Fed down to Taylor. She goes along the left side. Back out. It goes up top. Spinning right, Alexa toward the blocks. It'll bounce out of bounds. Last touch by Boomslang. So it's a leap ball. They dribble into the front court. Long jumper off the back iron. No good. Alexa got the rebound and a travel. 12-11 remaining. ...21-4 the score. The inbound up and off the front iron. That's no good. They sit with it underneath. Elite trying it again. Elite just got the size advantage. This was the same thing we saw last week at NYA. Out on the right side, they get it back, dribbling down near the right baseline, in the middle of the lane, up, and we'll get a whistle. It'll be Boomslang ball. We're at the other end of the gym, so the official signals can be a little tough to see at times. Ellie to her left for Boomslang. Taylor from the blocks. Had that rejected, turned around by Elite. They'll bring it with 11:27 remaining. Second half, 21-4. Connecticut Elite on top, and Taylor nearly ripping it away. In fact, she did. And boy, these girls play so fierce when they are trying to gain possession. To their credit, it never goes any farther than that. They just play very, very firm basketball. Good for them. We have not had the usual number of jump balls called in this game. It'll be Boomslang ball. Alexa's going to inbound. As I believe Julia has come on for Boomslang. And I think Ellie took an extra step. Yes, she did. All right, off the travel. It'll be a leap ball. Score remains 21-4 with 11 minutes remaining. To the top of the arc, and that's bounced out of bounds. The pass was telegraphed for number 5 of Elite, but thrown away. For those listening and you're hearing, why are you referring to them by number? Believe me, that goes against everything I believe in. I'll explain in a moment. Going to the left side of the lane, a deflection, and I believe a foul was whistled, and that is the case. Although the ball did bounce out of bounds. Yes, Taylor's heading to the line for free throws. Traditionally, I've got rosters, names, first name, last name, you name it. You know, if it's Brunswick basketball, for instance, I often have players' hometowns and all kinds of goodies that we can add as Taylor hits the first free throw. Well, the thing to keep in mind here, 21-5 the score, you're dealing with very young ladies. Second free throw on the way. That is good. Pretty shot. And so the understanding is that we'll refer to Boomslang by first name, and we know the audience wants to hear Boomslang, so we don't really get much on the other team. So that's why we do what we do. Here, a left side jumper is good. And Ali able to respond right back. And the lead now to 23-6. Sitting in the lane, goes to the right side. I think that's Annika, but I can't tell you for sure. Some of the girls I've gotten to, you know, recognize as the jump ball was whistled back to Elite. Others, you know, I spent four games with them last weekend, so that's a different story. Lobbed ahead and across the timeline, turned over. Annika in the front court, turns, leaves it behind. Taylor able to save it, and then couldn't save it from landing among the spectators. That ball was heading out of bounds, and Taylor always smiling. The inbound is brought in, sent ahead. Elite into the front court, baseline, up off glass, no good. Tipped, put back, that's good. And the lead to 19, 25-6. So anyway, that's the explanation of how we're calling these games. And some steps and a turnover. So on the travel, it'll go back to Elite in a 19-point lead, 9:21 remaining in the first half. In the second half, I beg your pardon. Coffee is not kicked in yet. Elite will inbound underneath the basket, and they'll drive the length of the floor from right to left, bringing it across the timeline, heading down toward the right blocks. Left behind, a baseline floater, no. Sits underneath, goes out of bounds. Got a boys' game to our left, which I believe was CT North Stars. I can't tell who's wearing the white jerseys. And another boys' game back to the left. And in the middle of the lane, no good. Picked back up by Boomslang. Ellie on the right side. She dribbles, gives out. Here's Alexa. Jumper from the baseline. Air ball turned over and taken back by Elite. They have a 25-6 lead. Hard to read the scoreboard. 8.5 remaining. Second half. Here comes Alexa off the turnover. Now Ellie across the timeline. Gets to the right blocks. Feeds middle of the lane. Turning around is Julia. And stolen away by Elite. They bring it. Down it goes, way up off glass. That no good, and here comes Annika for, or rather, Alexa for Boomslang. Leaves behind for Ellie. Ellie at the elbow. Splits to the right side of the lane. A long jumper that's no good, bounces out of bounds. 8:04 remaining, second half, 25-6, Connecticut Elite. Inbound, stolen away. It's Annika. Sorry, why do I keep saying Annika? It's Alexa. Ellie to the right side. A floater sits underneath. Julia leaves back behind for Ellie. Goes to her left. That is Alexa, I am positive. Taylor turns and fires. No good. Here comes Elite. Off the miss. 7:35 to go. Left side driving baseline. And did we whistle? There was a whistle. Play continues. Remember, you got three games going on, so lots of inadvertent whistles as the shot put up and no good, an offensive board for Elite. Back out, they've got it up top. Bounce pass goes left. This time there was a whistle and a timeout with 7:14 remaining. So that's how we do it here on the Boom Mic. And we are the lone wolf doing play-by-play, which is a cool thing to do. So Coach Ron, good to see Ryan back, by the way. He was not with the team last weekend. In our rainy weekend of games. We never once saw the sunshine in Newtown last weekend. But much brighter ride up here, a nice ride up here to New Milford this morning. Nothing like Sunday morning. Roads were nice and quiet. My kind of driving. Teams back on the floor. 7:14 remaining, a 19-point advantage for Elite. They're going to inbound. And they've got it in the front court. Turning. Left side of the lane. Up, no good. Settling underneath. And it went out of bounds, last touch by Boomslang. 25-6 with 7:04 to go. A baseline jumper is no good off the inbound. The offensive board taken back, put up, no good. Middle of the lane, sits there, turning, pivoting, and finally a whistle. So it'll be Boomslang ball. Isla has come back in. She'll inbound. Dribbling across the timeline to the front court. Spinning out to the right. Trying to leave it for Isla right near the center stripe. Starts her drive. Heading right side. Turning and looking. Trying to feed around. Got to keep those feet planted. She does. Gives to the baseline. That's put up, no good. An air ball toward the left side. And Elite gets it back. Plays it to the far side. 6:15 remaining in a 19-point game. Heading down low. The layup is good. 27-6. Out to the left side. Sitting underneath. Elite gets it back off the miss. 5:52 remaining, and to our knowledge, a second game coming up in just a little bit. Will we be changing courts again? As the ball goes out of bounds. So it'll be Boomslang ball, Isla to inbound. From left to right, looking toward the elbow. Ball got deflected. Isla will go get it in the backcourt. Picks up her dribble with the right hand. Comes across the timeline. Being pressured along the sideline. Trying to back her way in. Turns, looks, lobs, and that's picked off. Good defense there by Julia for Boomslang, but the ball taken by Elite. Spinning toward the Elite bench, 27-6 with 4:59 to go. Dribbling right and a collision and a foul called. So the ball will go out of bounds toward the corner. And the inbound to the right side. On the dribble, picking it up. Lob to the top of the arc. Feeding, going to the left side. Turning, a bounce pass comes along to the left wing. Dribble over, now a pass to the right wing. Isla nearly picking it off. Sent down low. That is picked off. Taken by Julia, looking to run. Julia lost the handle, taken away by Elite. They've been all over with 4:15 remaining and 27-6 the score. And the dribble again and the pick set. And a whistle and a foul. And it's an offensive foul in this case. So it'll be Boomslang ball with 3:52 remaining. Near the right elbow. Sending left. That's taken away by Elite. Coming back in a one-on-two, and she has been unmatched today. Number three for Elite. Very good. 29-6. This stolen away as well, but Isla able to get it back in the backcourt. She brings it across. Gives to her left. On the dribble. Lob back out. It's Isla near the sideline. Isla dribbling to the right wing, sends to the blocks. Julia, the underhand toss back. Bounced along. Here comes Isla driving baseline. Her jumper is good. ...29-8, 3 minutes remaining. As it's fed across, and a travel turns it over. So So the inbound from Isla and brought up by Boomslang with 2:39 to play. Isla on the dribble. Gives Julia down low, taken away by Elite. They've got it back. Under 2.5 remaining. Turning right, and another travel by Elite gives it back to Boomslang. I'm not going to say that the clock is still running, but the clock is still running. Boomslang brings it up. The clock makes me laugh every game. Off to the right side, here's Isla with a jumper from the elbow. No good. A left elbow jumper. She gets it back. Puts the dribble, hauls it up, clanks off the front iron, sits down and taken back by Elite. They bring it the other way. They lean up. No good. And I believe Boomslang gets the rebound. They do. And a turnover with 1:40 to go. It'll be a Elite ball. What was that I was saying about the clock running? Well, the play stopped. All right, here's the inbound. It is a 21-point game. And almost a 23-point game right there as it comes back and a foul called. .107 remaining, 29-8. Not going to tell you the clock is running during the free throws, but the clock is running during the free throws, and the first one no good. Second one, that's no good as well. The offensive board taken back by Elite. Long shot coming from the right side, no good. The putback, no good as well for Elite. On the floor and out of bounds, it'll be Boomslang ball. Boomslang bringing it up. They've got 27 seconds to see if they can cross the 10-point mark. And that gets picked off going back the other way. Here comes Elite looking for more, and they've got it. Oh, wow. 31-8 with 8 seconds remaining. Now five. Stolen with two. Taken back with one. Shot rejected, and that's it. And Connecticut Elite gets a 31-8 victory here this morning. We expect to be right back with you, but I want to make sure I can get off the air and find out what's going on for our second game, so we will wrap up for this first broadcast with the assumption that I'm going to talk to you again in just a few minutes. So that'll do it from here at CT Sports Arena in New Milford, Connecticut, with the final score. Connecticut Elite 31 and Boomslang 8. Remind you to join us for our second broadcast in maybe 15 minutes or so. Hopefully we don't have to break down and set up all over again, but we'll deal with that if we have to. For the Boomslang basketball family, I'm Rob Adams saying you've been listening to Boomslang Basketball Club Action on the Boom Mic here on Robcasting Radio from New Milford, Connecticut. We'll see you in a little while. So long, everyone. Powered by Rob Casting Radio. This concludes our broadcasting day. For more information, follow us on Twitter at Rob Casting Radio. Thank you for listening.